The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners, on this foggy Tuesday AM. I don't know what it was like for you guys driving in, but in my neighborhood,
at least
for the first like 5 minutes of the commute, it was dicey.
Really?
It looked like a scene out of The Mist. I mean, it was very, very thick fog.
Really?
Yeah, but by the time I got to the Beltway and like the B-Dubs Parkway,
It was fine. Yeah.
But man, getting out of my neighborhood, it was like, all right, if there's a deer in the road, then I'm boned.
I think there was, I think the Beltway closed down because of the...
There was an accident somewhere like around University Boulevard.
Right.
Maybe it was caused by the fog.
It was caused by the fog, and they closed the entire loop down.
Yeah.
When I would drive in Ithaca every weekend, for whatever reason, maybe it's because it's elevated, there's always like 45 minutes outside that town. There's always just fog at night. It is treacherous.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like you could guarantee they're always going to be foggy.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't understand weather conditions. I don't understand it.
It's all dew point. It's all atmospheric moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it'll burn off. It'll be fun.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today.
Mm-hmm.
Any updates on them helping out your mom with her major plumbing issue?
Well, because it was raining yesterday, Crop postponed coming out till today.
Okay, got it.
But I believe one of my brothers, I think my brother Chad's going to let them in around 8:30. And I think they may do the whole the backhoe bit.
Excellent.
Which means they're going to tear that yard apart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Might need to get a landscaper in after that. Patch things up.
I mean, it's a
big ordeal. That's
a big job.
Yeah, certainly.
When you redo the plumbing in a house.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, they've been unbelievable. Thank you to Ben Kelly and everybody over there at Crop. They're just great.
Yep.
They're so responsive.
So yesterday,
it's a great relationship we have.
Oh, an amazing relationship. The huge news was the capture of the suspect in the United Healthcare CEO shooting.
I was one day off.
You guys should have taken my bet. I was very confident and brash that
he'd be able to escape.
Luigi Mangione, not escape, but at least evade detection. For about another week.
Guys chilling in McDonald's.
Yeah, just hanging out at McDonald's in a place I'm somewhat familiar with, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Right. Right.
I mean, I guess you just want to try to get as far away from the scene of the crime as you can. And look, I mean, the guys, I'm assuming he was like hopping on buses or had limited resources when it came to vehicles. So the furthest he got was Altoona, PA.
I was
280 miles west of New York.
I bought into the report that he jumped on the bus right after the murder and went south, went back to Atlanta where he apparently came from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's been all over the place. I mean, we'll get into it. But
they said he was startled. He didn't realize, like, he didn't think he was going to get busted.
So I was assuming he was further south.
Yeah.
I had no idea that he just took a bus to Altoona.
Was he having McDonald's breakfast? Do we know what?
He had a coffee. He was on, I think he was on a computer.
Big
maybe?
Cup of Joe. He was definitely on a computer.
And he was having coffee.
One of the employees saw him. And,
well, a customer saw him and told the employee. Yeah,
got it.
And the employees called the cops. Mm-hmm. So props to them for noticing.
Yeah,
crazy. You imagine how many people with bushy eyebrows the people potentially were calling the cops on. I mean,
I guess so.
But he's Dunsky. And they got him quick.
Yeah, but we
got
to figure out more. I need more information. I need way more information on this dude. I mean, I read some of the alleged manifesto that was leaked. Who knows if that was actually his or not? What an interesting guy, though. Gilman School, Towson, Maryland.
Tiger Pride.
You know, Penn grad with two degrees.
I guess he's from that area.
He's from Towson, Maryland.
Yeah.
Worked at Stanford.
I mean,
did an internship out there.
Obviously a really bright guy, but he's citing Ted Kaczynski. Yeah. Really angry. If that manifesto I read was his, and I guess his mother had some debilitating back pain issues that he was very upset with United Healthcare and not covering. He had his own back issues. I guess some people say he went off the grid for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at his Instagram. They've scrubbed it all, but people record everything, so you can find it. But you see, he's got friends and good looking guy. Normal friends. It seems like. At the beach or whatever.
Yeah, everyone said he was normal.
Then he just
didn't go out to the bars a bunch, apparently, but he had a bunch of good friends.
Valedictorian.
I know.
How many valedictorians go around commit homicide?
You can be a valedictorian and have mental breakdowns and issues like anybody else.
True, Cakes, but it's a little less likely to happen to a valedictorian, I would say.
Yeah, maybe.
Something turned and switched in this guy's brain. Because he was just a normal kid. He had a great future in front of him, highly educated, and then he went nuts.
Well, if he's indeed the guy, he's a piece of garbage.
He's
going to spend the rest of his life
in
jail.
They got the same ID that he used in the hostel.
I mean,
he's
found a black 3D printed pistol and a printed black silencer in his backpack.
I don't think there's any doubt he's the guy, but I just need more information on how he got to that point.
Man, in this photo, I guess this is his latest photo, but he looks just like Zac Efron.
You think he does?
In this photo, he does. He looks a lot like Zac Efron.
I'm just bitter he's from Maryland. He just gives Maryland guys a bad name.
You see, he wet himself. If you see, there's a photo of him arrested, and in his jeans, there's just stain all around his zipper.
Well, he knows he's Dunsky.
Yeah, so at some point, he wet himself. Now, maybe they just wouldn't let him go to the bathroom, and he just had to, who knows?
Possibly.
But you could see he definitely wet himself.
I'd have
or
to
Or he's
hope
just anxious.
Even if I were arrested by the police, I wouldn't go to the bathroom in my pants.
Well, what if they don't let you go? I mean, what if they say, sorry, buddy, you can't, and you're just
guy? If it's a dire emergency, then I guess I have to relieve myself at some point.
Yeah, maybe, obviously the guy's an angry guy.
I would say officer,
well, I gotta say
use the bathroom?
He's pretty stupid because he's highly educated, intelligent, but he's stupid because he's the most wanted man in the country and he's chilling in a public place without a mask.
No, they said he had a mask on.
He was wearing a mask.
I thought he did not have a mask.
No, he had a medical mask on.
Yeah, one of those dumb
recognized eyebrows.
But still, I mean, what is he doing in a public place? If you're going to try and get away from the cops.
Hide in plain sight.
I mean, at some point, you need
to get away.
At some point, you got to eat. You have to move around. Like, you can't always just move around without being detected. Like, if he's moving around during the day, he's going to be spotted by people.
Yeah. He should have thought this out better provisions.
He can't be in a McDonald's.
I understand that was a bad choice. McDonald's are heavily trafficked, tons of people.
And you kind of have to get as far away as possible from where you committed the crime. And Altoona ain't that far from New York.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost 300 miles.
I don't know.
Look, he doesn't have a personal driver. He was just trying to get wherever he could, however he could.
I know. He just didn't.
He got 300 miles away.
He didn't think it through.
Oh, you just can't treat a McDonald's like an internet cafe.
I agree.
It was pretty dumb.
He's a clown. As smart as he is, the fact he went to Penn, that doesn't mean anything. He has no common sense.
Also,
and he's a killer, allegedly.
Another point on the scoreboard of never go inside, always use the drive-thru.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And always use the app. My son kills me for not using the app.
What does that do? Just accumulate points?
Yeah, it just gives you deals all the time.
Yeah.
You just open your app, there's always
a pre-recorded message.
It's you want free hash browns. Oh, you have free fries. Never use it. I just sleep all the time.
The greatest bonus, this is a side thing, the greatest sort of bonus points we get in terms of retail shopping is CVS. We always accumulate stuff on CVS. I go there and I pay for nothing.
They always ask, like, do you want to use this $10 coupon?
Yeah, I'm
like, yeah, please, mm-hmm. let me do that.
Yeah.
Please apply that to my purchase.
Give me all the points.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's weird. I think more information got to come out because, you know, it's at one point he goes, like, sorry, he just, or like, didn't want to cause distress to people, but it had to be done. And he had to, like, you know, so he knew he was doing wrong. He knew he was doing evil. And I basically think he knew he was giving up his life, but he thought it was, he had to do it for the larger point.
He thought it was a noble cause, like what he was doing.
Right. So I don't know.
I wonder if he realizes.
He's just a coward that shot a dude in the back.
How awful his life is going to be from this day forward.
I don't know that he's quite thought that through.
He ain't going to last long.
Maybe he'll kill himself.
He ain't going to last long in Rikers.
Maybe he'll kill himself.
Oof, I don't know how he's going to do that.
Just hang yourself.
It's not that easy to do.
I think you just hang yourself.
I think he may be, if he's in the Gen Pop, I would assume he's going to be a popular, he's going to be a popular dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 20 abs in the one picture I saw of him when he was like with a backpack and no shirt. He literally had 20 abs.
Hey, that body doesn't eat McDonald's.
Yeah, it's not adding up. It's a very good point.
You can eat like that when you're young. He's still young. Was he like 25?
26, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 26.
God, why couldn't he be a Virginia guy? He had to be a guy from Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Towson at that.
Towson yep. guy.
Yep.
I was praying it was Towson University. I was praying.
Gilman students usually don't go to Towson.
Yeah, they probably matriculate elsewhere.
Like Ehrlich went to Gilman.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very prestigious school.
Uh-huh.
You know what? They're gonna downplay that he's one of their grads going forward. He's not gonna be in
downplay.
He's never gonna reference it in your alumni update letters.
That sucks when you got to scrub your valedictorian from the history.
Erase him from the halls.
Yeah, erased.
That gets bumped down on his what he's done in his life.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so much.
And he's got a popular family up there. I guess he's got a cousin who's a
delegate,
Republican mm-hmm. delegate up there.
Mm-hmm. I read his father owns like golf courses.
Yeah. His dad owns Turf Valley.
Turf Valley, swanky.
Yeah, and Hayfield's Country Club.
Mm. Man, just to throw away that kind of privilege is wild.
Mm.
I mean, it's just, you can't even comprehend. There's got to be more information. We got to find out.
Well, he went missing in like the last few months. His family
seems off the grid.
Yeah, I mean,
he went mental.
I just need more information. It's simple for me.
I don't know what that means. If everybody wants more information, but
I don't know. I just need more information.
Is like a grander scheme here.
You
read the manifesto.
You think he's been set up?
I read it. I just need more information. How he got influenced? I just need more. That's all.
If there was anybody else who influenced him,
just relax over there. I'm not saying there's some conspiracy. I just want more information. That's all.
Yeah, you'll get it.
I want to find out more because I don't know how you throw away that kind of life. You know, it's wild. So I want to know. It's got to be more than just my mom was in pain and they didn't. It's got to be more to it.
It's right here. It's in the brain.
Yeah.
Ted Kaczynski was a professor at Cal Berkeley.
No, I understand.
Had a great life.
I'm very aware.
And he decided, I hate life.
Hate technology.
I'm going to go live in a cabin
right.
with no running water. Mm-hmm. And then I hate everybody in the world because they like technology. I'm going to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what this guy's doing.
He sounds like he's a
Kaczynski wannabe. Kind of.
He's quoted him. He might even have quoted him in his valedictorian speech.
Mm.
Which is the weirdest thing ever.
I don't know if I'm quoting the Unabomber in my valedictorian speech. That's a weird bit.
You know, they say
stay away from that.
He's an anti-capitalist. Meanwhile, your father owns Turf Valley.
Yeah.
How can you be raised that way and be an anti-capitalist?
Pro-capitalist right here.
Must hate his parents. Must hate his parents.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
He's the ultimate capitalist. I don't know, man.
It's just a strange story. Someone just would just fall off the grid and then turn to murder.
Yeah, and then so the family, I know they say he went off the grid, so no one kind of knew where he was. Is that really true? Like, family had no idea?
He was in Hawaii, and then he went to Japan from Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't know what happened after that.
Right.
Yeah.
Somehow he got indoctrinated into a weird thing.
Well, he's a loser, and he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail. That's basically what's going to happen to him.
I think he's going to kill himself.
He may. I don't know.
Yeah. Because you can't. I mean, what are you going to do? You have this privilege. Now you're just going to eat prison food for the next 65 years.
He should have done that before the cops got to him.
Yeah. We'll see.
Should have done that right in the McDonald's booth.
And then I saw I didn't click on the video, but I saw the images of Jack Del Rio hammered. Did you see the images?
I saw him like in the back of the squad car.
Yeah, I mean, he just looks atrocious.
Is this the one from a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I mean, I guess he's begging the guy. He also has to take a leak.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you drink 20 Miller Lights or whatever he had that night to get into that state, you generally have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And trust me, from being in that state back in my college days, a lot of times I would go to the bathroom wherever. Like, the kitchen all of a sudden became the bathroom a couple times.
The kitchen sink?
Not the sink.
No.
The floor.
The floor. Yeah. Oh, okay. You were that sloppy.
Yeah. So
okay.
My roommates weren't the happiest with me when they...
You're one of those guys
that came into that scene.
Anything with a lid, you were maybe going to go pee.
Or just anywhere. It didn't really matter.
Right.
Proudest moment, but I can understand both the alleged shooter and Jack Del Rio's plight.
Mm. You know what's so funny is that I have this image of Del Rio. I'll just never forget it. I think it was when we were in Florida. I don't remember if it was Tampa or Miami. And we were one of those NFLPA parties. And you remember one where they had like, it was like an alligator or something there and cake and Del Rio was standing over there glad handing everybody, just, you know, handsome guy 20 years ago, you know, just off peak of his playing career, great shape and just schmoozing and just like, and you just looked at him and went, man, what a good looking guy. What a life this guy's living. And meanwhile, he's just drunk.
Yeah, he's a drunkard.
He's a drunk.
Getting like blackout drunk at how old is he? Late 50s?
Probably late 50s.
Yeah, he's probably like 56, 57.
Yeah. I mean, he looked so good 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Off his career.
Sure.
He looks so good and just have the life of the party.
Yeah.
And now he's in the back of the squad car, you know.
61.
Making pee-pee.
Gotcha. That's what happens when you work for Ron Rare for a bunch of years and you just, you're kind of at the end of the line.
Right. Yeah.
Like, professionally, at least.
Right.
Yeah. It's over for him. He's got money, though. He should be fine.
He's fine.
No, I mean, he likes to booze it up.
I mean, he'll be fine, but he's clearly got a problem because he's had a few incidents with alcohol.
Oh, he's got a problem.
Yeah, he's definitely got a problem.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, lots to get to on a Tuesday Junks show. Coming up this hour at 6:40, actually, David Sampson, former MLB executive, he'll join us. We'll talk to him about the Juan Soto mega deal and more. And Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders, he's scheduled to join us at 9 o'clock as they prepare to take on the New Orleans Saints coming out of the bye week. When we come back, we'll recap Monday Night Football between the Bengals and the Cowboys. We'll do that next here on The Fan.